She says sometimes she sees these things right before they're happening. Hail Mary, full of grace. Sometimes she swears she feels her face. She's known a couple.
We got bored, so we started a podcast about the best bar band in the land, man. This is the Hood Rat Recap, and we are back. We are the steady stream of the unified scene. That's all the news and reviews of a little group we all know called the Hold Steady. Hello, everybody. This is Stage Right Mike on the mic. I'm from St. Paul. St. Paul must be the unluckiest saint of them all, but we're going to have another St. Paul guest on today, so that'll make it work out a little better. But as always, I am joined by my co-host. It's the Unified Scene's very own King of Queens from Queens. Can you imagine that? Gasper, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. And we're actually joined by another member of our podcast. He's been behind the scenes the last couple of episodes, making us sound fantastic, but we decided it was time to bring him on the mic. He's like our boy Gary from Howard Stern. This is Kevin. We need a nickname for Kevin. Come up with a nickname for Kevin.
I'll be the king of Google. So every time you guys need info, I will Google like nobody's business.
We can call him Fingers then.
Fingers.
Yeah. So Kevin's our producer, and we're going to have him on mic producer, so you'll be hearing him from time to time. And Kevin, tell us a little bit about your Hold Steady origin story.
Oh man, it feels like ages ago when you introduced me to the band, and all the shows for me become sort of these great collection of amazing people celebrating these awesome songs that tell these stories that we all get behind. And you especially, Gasper, as someone who's, if you had Oak Tag and Thread and Pinpoints, you would be like a serial killer trying to trace all these songs together in the lineage. And he talks about this in album two. So I am just a guy who thinks they're a collection of very talented musicians who write songs that I've come to love and have plenty on vinyl that I late at night on a Friday when I want to sit down with a nice glass of scotch, put on one of those vinyls and just kind of get lost in stories. The Hold Steady is the band. And so thanks to you, I've discovered the band, and I look forward to the massive night shows when I get to see it live, since they don't tour like normal bands. So we look for those couple of days where we could get out and enjoy time in Brooklyn.
Nice. See, and it's funny because so me and Kevin grew up together, and we've gone to a lot of shows together. We kind of joke that like there are these bands that I drag him to, like you're coming to see this. And like I'll admit sometimes they're terrible and sometimes they're good, but it's nice to hear that one of them worked out.
This might be the only one that's worked out as well as it has, because there's been many that I've forgotten through the years. And to seeing the Hold Steady, I've discovered bands like Titus Andronicus, and which I've really gotten to enjoy when they played with the Hold Steady. So, you know, seeing them in the rain at Pier 17, and I don't stand in rain for a lot of shows, not to be a snob, but like if it's raining, I'm meant to go home. But yeah, no, the Hold Steady keeps us there. And that's, like I said, I've probably forgotten more of the shows that you've dragged me to for them than I can actually remember, thanks to beer.
And if we're bringing up the Pier 17 shows, I would be remiss if I didn't give Kevin's wife, Melanie, an honorable mention, because she also stood in the rain at that show and reminds me of that every so often. So thank you, Melanie, for coming to the Hold Steady show.
We did. That was a good one.
All right. Yeah. And like Mike said, we have another guest. Mike, why don't you tell us who's coming on?
We have the lovely Lauren joining us today, and she's from St. Paul. I think she's from the actual St. Paul. I have since moved to the suburbs of St. Paul. I think she still is actual St. Paul. And she is a huge Hold Steady fan that we both met at the First Avenue show, me and you, Gasper. And so she's going to play Diamonds in the Drains with us, and we'll see what she has to say.
Okay, so, and you're from St. Paul, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The unluckiest saint of them all. St. Paul had it all when we called. St. Paul Saints waved him through. Yeah.
So Lauren was the first person I ever met in the Hold Steady group. When I went to Minnesota, I had made a post to be like, hey, I'm in Minnesota now. What do I do here? And you were the first person to respond and had some really good suggestions. So thank you. And we also got to hang out in the Depot. Which is where I met Mike, actually, too.
That was a lucky day for
you. We know Lauren for a little bit now.
And but, I looked for Lauren at the Craig Finn opening night show in the Turf Club in St. Paul. And there wasn't that many people. Well, I mean, there's a couple hundred people there, so I think I would have saw you, but I couldn't find you.
Yeah, I was there. I should have been looking around. That was probably one of the best nights of the summer.
Yeah, that was an amazing show. You probably saw the back of my head because I was in the front row the whole time. So,
yeah, I'm still jealous of you guys because I'm waiting for my Craig Finn solo show that's coming up next month.
Oh, you know what I'm pissed about is I should have went to England. The Vikings are playing in England, and Craig's playing a concert like 4 hours after the game, like 10 miles away. Wow. That's when he plays in England. It's gonna be the same day. Yep.
Yeah, he mentioned that actually on the podcast that he was looking forward to.
Yeah, that's when I heard it. Yeah.
So, Lauren, why don't you tell us your Hold Steady origin story? Like, how did you get into the band?
Oh, when I was in high school, like, the holy trinity of bands in the Twin Cities was Lifter Puller, Atmosphere, and D4. And I was not old enough really to participate in all that, unfortunately. But it was like this whole zeitgeist or something. Once the Hold Steady came around, Radio K was playing them a lot, and I just sort of fell in love with them. The first show we saw was for Boys and Girls in America in the main room, and he told the story about St. Barbara before they did Don't Let Me Explode, and it made my, like, not very good Catholic heart explode. And so it was from there, it was like, yeah, everything.
Nice. And how many times would you say you've seen the Hold Steady now?
Maybe around 50.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
More than me.
So do you travel much to see them?
Not a ton. We've been up to Fargo, Iowa, Wisconsin, just the upper Midwest. Nowhere cool or exciting.
You thought it'd be
she
best if you hang up. Yeah, it'd be best to hang around
you
the upper Midwest.
Beat me to it. We like puns. All right. So you've not been to New York then?
No. I always think, like, if the Pope ever comes to New York, that's when we're going, because I'll see the Pope and New York.
You have to come see them at Brooklyn Bowl. Mm-hmm. I feel like that kicks off the season for the Hold Steady. Like, everything after that just seems to be the rest of the year. Like, it's like the New Year's for the Hold Steady. Mike's actually coming this year. He's going all four nights. So we will.
Yep.
We should try to do something like maybe remote at Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. We can talk. I got some plans. I'll bring my traveling microphone. Kevin's going to have to do sound for
us. So now,
there you go. I'll bring sound from.
Lauren, you brought up in high school, it was, you said Atmosphere, Lifter Puller, and Dillinger.
And Dillinger 4, yeah. Yes. I'm trying to remember how long ago now, but they used to have these like 4th of July things in the parking lot of the old, what was their club? It's not their club anymore. Well, I've seen them at that. oh, the Triple Rock. Oh, so triple, they would have this big rock, party. Yeah. Yeah, big party outdoor in their parking lot. Yeah. And they had Lifter Puller reformed there at that party 1 year too. So it was kind of crazy.
I've actually seen, like, so I follow them on Bands in Town, and I've seen that they did play a show not too long ago. I'm probably going back 6 or 8 months ago, but they seem to only play Minnesota, and I'm really jealous because I'd love to see them live. I've kind of only recently become obsessed with them, especially Civil War. I think that record is amazing. So I'm jealous you got to see them live. Now, Atmosphere is not one that I've really given a listen to. He's a rap artist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's more than just Slug. It is Slug and Ant, so it's not just him. I had a ridiculous crush on Slug in high school, though, so for probably like 10 years, that's what I listened to the most.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to play that soundbite here where they go, Slug, he's so ugly from that.
God Loves Ugly.
God Loves Ugly, yeah.
I wear my scars like the rings on a pimp. I live life like the captain of a sinking ship. The one thing that I can guarantee, I'm like a stepping race. I suggest you stay fair with me. Been paying dues for a decade plus. Before that, I was just another face on the bus. Tapping my foot to the beat on the radio. Dreaming about the mic and the money and the ladies. Oh, mom, I promise I'm gonna be large. Someday I'ma stop trying to borrow your car. Gonna go far with charisma and skill until they put my face on a $1 million bill. Atmosphere, it's just a 10-letter word. Discretion is the name of my cement feathered bird.
Oh, you got to get into Atmosphere, Gasper. They're really good.
I'll check them out.
They have a song called Lifter Polar.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Because they came up together, yeah.
So I know he was on the soundtrack for the movie that we reviewed, Stuck Between Stations, the Michael Imperioli cameo movie.
I don't remember what song they had on there, though. Maybe, I don't remember.
I remember you brought them up, but like I don't really know Atmosphere that well, so I just kind of glazed over it. But I got to go back and check them out. Have you ever seen that movie, Lauren, Stuck Between Stations?
I think so. There's a circus.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's actually the most memorable scene.
Yeah. Gasper was asking me if that was a real place in Minneapolis, and I'm like, not really. No.
No.
Yeah. That's what I liked about the movie was that like it just seemed like all the cool places to hang out in Minneapolis, but some of them weren't real.
That's why it was only an hour and a half long. St. Paul, it would have been 45 minutes long, but no, just kidding.
Oh, not
Saint
nice.
Paul, so I'm from St. Paul, so I can say that.
Lauren's still offended.
Yeah. I'm terribly offended upon our behalf.
Holding it down for all of St. Paul.
All right, so we'll get into the game here. He's fully entertained. He's bleaching out the blood
stains. He's got diamonds in the drain. She said that she was coming, but she Gasper, like I was talking before, I was in this game store and I found these little blue dice. They were called D&D dice. And I go, what kind of game is D&D? Never heard of it. But I thought it'd be perfect if we changed the name to Diamonds in the Drain, since Craig says that in two different songs. Do you remember the two songs he says it in?
I do.
We should ask our guest Lauren if she remembers what two songs.
Yes, we should ask Lauren.
Nope.
They're two tracks apart. Yeah,
is it when Charlemagne has to come up with $7,000 some other way?
Yep, and that's that's Girls Like Status, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one is Arms and Hearts.
That's right. And we went through this the last time we played the game, too.
Yeah, that's the one we used a little sound sample from at the beginning of the thing there.
Right.
So basically, the rules, last time I made it really complicated. Basically, I'm going to roll one of these eight-sided dice because there's eight albums. So number one will be Killer Parties. Number eight will be Open Door Policy. I mean, does that make sense? We got that figured out. And then I will most likely roll the 12-sided dice. Because most of their albums have, like, what, 12.5 songs? And that'll be the track number. So it'll be like track number five versus track number five, album versus album. So does that make sense?
Are we rolling? Are we rolling differently for each record, or are we rolling the same track number on each record?
It's going to be the same track number, so it could be like, you know, track seven versus track seven on different albums. I mean, I could do different track numbers too. I mean, but I thought it'd be kind of fun. It's my game. So let's roll. I'm going to roll the 8-sided dice here to get the first album that we're going to battle on. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
The anticipation is crazy here. Okay, let's go. I don't know if you could hear that. It's album 6. You guys know what that is, absolutely, right?
Teeth Dreams.
There you go. Kevin got it before you guys. Teeth Dreams. So who do you guys want it to see battle? I'd like to see a battle. Heaven Is Whenever, because I kind of could put those two albums together all the time. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like going with the older records, but I don't know. Let's see what it's going to be.
Okay. Lauren, you have any thoughts on...
Let's see what the dice gods say.
I'm fine with whatever.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. It's against album number 4.
Stay positive.
All right. So Little Teeth Dreams versus Stay Positive. So now I'm accessing my... I think they both have about 12 songs. We won't have the extra tracks, but we'll go with the studio tracks here. So I'm going to go with the 12-sided dice to see which track is going to battle which track.
And then we'll see how well everyone knows each record.
So it's song number 2.
Ooh, that's a good pull, because I even know number 2 on both albums.
All right, Kevin, you guys got an idea what it is?
All right, where'd I go? Lauren, what's song number 2 on Teeth Dreams?
Oh gosh. Is it Big Sig? I don't know.
It is Spinners.
And then we'll have Kevin. What are we taking on in
that would be
Stay Positive?
A Hold Steady favorite, Sequestered in Memphis.
That's what I thought right there.
On yep. Stay Positive.
Kind of interesting. We got the big attempted single from Stay Positive, and then I think Spinners was intended to be the single off Teeth Dreams. I think that was like maybe the first release song. Do you guys think of that? Think I'm right, or do you remember a different one first?
Yeah, Spinners was definitely the one that they put forward first. So starting with Spinners, how do you feel about that song?
I guess I feel like... I'm not extremely attached to either one. I think Sequestered in Memphis is fun to yell along with at shows, but I'd be okay with if it didn't show up at so many shows I went to, just so other stuff would come through. So maybe for that, I'd go with Spinners.
Okay, I totally get that, because that is one of those songs that they're going to play it on like a 4-night weekend. You're probably hearing it 3. So I get what you're saying. Like if you're someone who goes to the shows all the time, it does get to be a song that gets a little bit played out. I get it. What do you think, Mike?
Yes, they do play sequestered Memphis a lot. I think it gets penalized for, I do think it's one of their five best songs. Of course, you know, remember I have 45 best songs, but I think it's one of their, I think it was the closest they ever got to having a hit single. So maybe it gets, you know, we overhear it a lot, but it's a really solid song. I like the way it kind of has that Bruce Springsteen chorus to it. Spinners, I think, like I said, it was supposed to be a single. I remember hearing it when they were on the Adam Carolla podcast. They played it as if it was a single. Anybody here heard Spinners live ever?
Sure.
You have heard it live?
The year that that record came out, they were playing it pretty often. So I remember seeing it plenty. And I've seen him play it. I've definitely seen him play it at Brooklyn Bowl during a Massive Nights. It's not a one that they play as often anymore because I think they've kind of pushed away a bunch of the Teeth Dream songs. But I've definitely seen it played before. Have you seen it played before, Lauren?
I think so.
And yeah. Kev, you've been to shows with me.
I have. And it's funny because I'm even just looking through set lists from this year and I'm back into May and they haven't played it once so far this year in all the shows. And I don't remember Spinners being played, but I remember Sequestered in Memphis. Isn't that also a Horn Steady song? Like, don't the horns come out for that?
And pretty often, yeah.
So, like, when the Horn Steady is there, too, I always feel like that song, or any song, when the horns are there, have an extra kind of oomph. So, I mean, that one's always partial. And like Mike said, it's a top five tune. Right. And probably the closest, if you asked anybody who casually heard of the Hold Steady, that's probably the song most people.
Now, you guys would probably know better than me. I mean, as far as New York goes, I'm pretty sure Sequestered in Memphis is the only song that made active rock radio here, at least that I had heard. I don't remember them playing Hood Rat Friend, but then again, I was not as in tune with the Hold Steady when that song was probably just coming out. But I know for a fact that Sequestered in Memphis was played on the rock radio stations here. It wasn't played... You know, it didn't make your top 100, but it definitely made active rock radio. Did they play it a lot in Minnesota or not so much?
Well, in Minnesota, I listened to the public radio station and they played the Hold Steady quite a bit. So it's not really a fair comparison. Lauren knows what I'm talking about. So
yeah. And I listened to Radio K and it's a bit too.
So
yeah, I don't think we even have a rock radio station in New York anymore, right? Like it's pretty much.
Yeah, they've mostly become defunct and a lot of them are classic rock where it's, you know, traditional classic. It's not sort of alt rock that a band like the Hold Steady would traditionally be put into at this stage.
Yeah, I think the whole country, I mean, there's no new rock radio stations. I mean, you can't go and listen to Imagine Dragons, like, I mean, unless they play them on a pop station, which they often do, but are you going to listen to them on a rock, new rock station or something? You know, I mean, I don't know. That's a bad example. I think of a better group, but
yeah. Well, that's a fairly new phenomenon here, although I'm probably showing my age because it's not that new of a phenomenon in New York, but I remember there being a variety of rock stations. You had your pop, stations like Z100, and then you had K-Rock would play the stuff that we were listening to growing up and stuff like the Nirvana and Pearl Jam and that type of stuff. And then they progressed into, you know, the stuff, more stuff as it came out, but all those stations have gone away and it's pretty much, you have, like you said, the classic rock, you have your rap stations and you have Z100 and maybe some country stations. I haven't turned the radio on in a long time, so I'm not even totally sure what I'm saying, but Kevin would know better than me because I know you're more in tune to that.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty fair assessment. There is country, there is plenty of top 40, plenty of rhythm stations now, which some would call urban, and you know, a classic rock and occasional current would get played, but mostly the format here on the coast is not what it does. It's not what you would think it would be, and it's interesting considering the band does so many nights here in Brooklyn, right. Even in LA, there's not really a KLOS would probably be the closest that would play, and a DJ like Matt Pinfield is probably into the Hold Steady and knows who they are. So,
well, he's still alive
out there. Oh yeah, and he still has an active show too that he does every week. He's still around.
And as far as public radio, like, we pretty much have NPR and that's it, right? Like, there's no, I know there's college stations.
Yeah, there's like a couple SMU like SMU and FUV. There's a couple of like local.org stations, but yeah, for the most part, everything comes through NPR.
Okay.
See, so another category of why Minnesota is cooler than New York.
I don't know about that. So I guess the big question is, which one, let's say they both come on the radio station, Spinners and Sequestered Memphis, which one are you going to turn up the loudest? I'm going with Sequestered Memphis. I mean, I think Spinners is one of the weaker songs on Teeth Dreams. I mean, it's not bad. They don't have a bad song, I don't think, but it's just one of the weaker songs on Teeth Dreams. And like Sequestered Memphis, I think, is really like one of their most solid songs. So that's what I vote for. So
for turning up and singing along, I'd go with Sequestered too.
Okay. Kev?
I am definitely in the Sequestered in Memphis category. I could say that safely, that would be my pick. And a sort of aside, looking at the set lists from LA that just happened, they played Sequestered in Memphis at every show, and they only played one song from Teeth Dreams the whole weekend.
That's what I was. Sequestered Memphis has to be their second most played song beside, you know, they got to play Killer Parties every single show. And I think they play Sequestered Memphis every single show. It's got to be like their second most played song. I think so.
And just looking at the LA list from the week, you know, the last weekend, there was only one Teeth Dream song all weekend.
Right. But that's kind of, like I said, that's been on par for what they've been doing at least the last year or 2 years. Like, they've kind of pushed the Teeth Dream stuff to the side. And
because Franz has to twiddle his thumbs during those songs. Sorry.
Well, I mean, he plays keyboard parts during those songs. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, he's not, he didn't play on that record. So there is that. And I also think it's that so Heaven Is Whenever kind of went through this, where it was like they pushed that away for a little while, and it was probably when Teeth Dreams was coming out, and, you know, the year after the Teeth Dreams came out, so you didn't hear Heaven Is Wherever so much. And I think if we were having this conversation then, we'd be like, hey, what happened to Heaven Is Wherever? So, I mean, it is like, what have we figured out to, like 126 songs or something like that, that they have to pull from? So, like, even in a 4-day weekend, that's a lot of songs to get through. Something falls to the wayside.
Well, and just looking at what happened this past weekend, Heaven Is Whenever was represented 4 times. So,
okay,
going to what Mike said, as he sees those records kind of being together, they did focus more on that than. Did you make your pick? I didn't hear your pick. I know. I think three of us are on Sequestered. I think so.
I'm on the fence because, I mean, like any Hold Steady fan, I think Sequestered in Memphis comes on the radio and, yeah, I'm turning it up and I'm singing along because you do. But I know, so not the radio, but in my Spotify playlist, Spinners has come up, and it's one of those songs that the algorithm also seems to follow suit. It doesn't come up often, and when it does, I do turn it up. So, like, I can't vote twice, huh? I'll make it unanimous. We'll go Sequestered in Memphis, but with an asterisk.
And I forgot my choice was kind of tainted because remember I made that Sequestered Memphis football helmet that you can now see on the Facebook page, the Hood Rat Recap Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. Have you seen Mike's football helmets? They're pretty cool.
I have
not. No, I should look them up.
Yeah, they're very cool. They're done in like the style of a team, but they're done with, are they all Hold Steady or some of them are
no, I did, for Seattle, I did the Seattle Seahawks. It looks like a Fender guitar because I thought it looked like the Seahawk logo, and it's got like Pearl Jam and Nirvana on it. And then I got a Purple Rain one. You can figure that one out. And then that's the Minnesota Purple Rain. And then, so I'm doing them, and I got a couple more coming out, which, yeah. So you can check them out on MN Mike's, what is it? Minnesota Mike's Mini Helmet Mania on Facebook.
Yep. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
So while we're still on Teeth Dreams, and you had said that you feel that Spinners is one of the weaker songs, which song do you wish came up in the dice roll?
For me, I would pay to hear Oaks live. I mean, I guess I already pay to see them live, but I would really like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen them play Oaks, actually. I'm trying to think
that's a common request. I don't think they've ever played it.
Right. That's up there with, I have a buddy who every time they play, he's like, what is it going to take to get them to play Barely Breathing? Because you never hear that one either. So it's kind of in the same category. I agree. It would be great to hear Oaks live. All right. So on the same topic, if you had to swap out the Stay Positive song, which song would you want to come up in the dice roll?
I like Two Crosses, I think, is their most underrated song. I think that's, if we ever do a thing on our most underrated songs, I think that's their most underrated song.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's, honestly, that's, if I'm skipping a song, that's one of the ones I'm skipping.
Did you agree with that, Lauren? It seemed like you...
I wouldn't skip it. No.
She made a face. So, I thought she was disgusted by your comment.
Maybe a little.
Besides Sequestered, which is your favorite song off that record?
We're going to build something this summer.
Construct.
Thank you.
Don't feel bad. The same thing happens to me. You get in here and it's like, it's almost like record store syndrome when you go into the record store and you're like, I'm going to buy all these records. And then they're all in front of you and you're like, I forgot what I came for. All right. So that was Diamonds in the Drain.
That's good.
Totally unrelated, because we were talking about the Stay Positive. Have they ever played, what is the Jamaica song on that album?
Oh, Joke About Jamaica? If I skip one, that's it.
Because I was going to say, I don't ever remember hearing that song. And
I've definitely heard them play that a few times.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I like that one.
And I was even looking at my live like bootlegs that I have, and I have not seen that song. And I was curious if they've ever played that one, and I just missed it.
Yeah, a lot of people like the end of that with the magazines, Joke About Jamaica and Slapped Actress. Those songs kind of at the end, a lot of people are popular with people.
And I've heard Slapped Actress a million times, of course.
I have two set lists here in my office, and the one that I can actually show you does not have it, but the one that's glued to the wall does have it. So you'll have to take my word for it.
I'll take
it. They actually played it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What year is that set list? Song.
No idea. No. I have no clue. Okay. It actually probably says it, but the frame is blocking it, so I couldn't tell.
And you know, I said the name of that, I call it Two Crosses. It's Both Crosses. But I was thinking the part where it says Those Crosses.
I knew what you meant.
Social media, I seen you had a picture of your son there sitting, looked like Craig Finn was sitting in your living room. He's sitting so close to him. And then I seen on Craig Finn's social media, it wasn't yours, it was his, that you guys were standing first in line for his little record day. So that looked kind of exciting. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so we went out to Rough Trade Records, which is a store. It's in Manhattan now. It used to be in Brooklyn when it was originally opened. Now it's in Grand Central Station. And it's a cool store, man. It's so in Brooklyn, it was kind of a bigger venue and a little bit more of what I remember to be a traditional record store, kind of like what you think about when you see like the movie Empire Records, you know, with all the bins and like, it's a dedicated store to just selling music and bands will play there and they sell the t-shirts and the tchotchkes and all that stuff. This is more of a stripped down version of that. It's, they do have some record bins, and that, but it's a much smaller venue. It probably holds about 150 people total, like elbow to elbow. And that's how we got to see him. It was really kind of cool. So he played this like little alcove in the corner of the store, and he did a couple of songs, did five in total. He played Amarillo Kid. He played Christine off of Faith in the Future. And then he played the song, which I believe, Mike, you spoke about when he played his the first of the solo shows for this record, Shamrock and Sabrina, which is a new song that's not released.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's so like the more I think about that song, it kind of reminds me of like, you know how like Craig can do a more, I don't want to say depressing, but like dystopian version of a song. It's like, it's more the dystopian version of Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Like how you have Brenda.
Ooh, good pull.
Like Brenda and Eddie are just, you know, kind of getting through life. And like, it's not great for them, but it's not bad. And this is way darker than that. But it is going to be a great song. And then he finished up with This Is What It Feels Like When We're Joyful off the new record. And the cool part about hearing that was he made mention of the arrangement that he played, because it was just him on an acoustic guitar, was what he had in mind for the song when he first wrote it. And then, you know, he brings it to the producer and he bounces some ideas from off of him, and you get this much bigger version of the song, which works great on the record. It kind of really punctuates the idea that it's a joyful song. But it was fun to hear it in this like acoustic, stripped down, like almost sad version of it. So it just gives it a different feel altogether. But yeah, it was a great event. And then afterwards there was a record signing. So what you saw of us being first online was actually us lining up for the record signing, because they had us line up outside to get into the performance, which I was actually not the first person online. Somebody beat me to it. And then when after the performance, we actually exited the store because it's so small, and got back online, and we were first online for that. So that was kind of fun. Got to say hello to him and gave him a sticker from the podcast and said, hey, it'd be nice to have you on sometime. So hopefully we'll be seeing him coming on the show soon.
And I thought you told me that you had been talking to him about some of his upcoming podcast guests, and you thought he sounded pretty excited, like he had some big ones. And then I think we kind of found out who some of those big ones were.
Yeah.
We just heard them recently.
So, truth be told, we originally were meant to record this segment for the podcast earlier, but we ran into some technical difficulties and set us back. At the time, I had speculated, because when we asked him like about the podcast, because you know, we are big fans of it, and you know, he seems to be really into the project. He was kind of grateful to, you know, to have someone say they love the podcast. And he was like, yeah, he goes, we got some interesting guests coming up. And like, you could just see in his eyes, like he was really excited about who was coming. And it made me wonder if it was going to be Bruce Springsteen, because I could still see him getting Bruce Springsteen at some point. Especially with the fact that he has a bit of a connection to him. He's played with him before on other stuff. He's covered music by him. We know he's a huge fan. So it would be fun to see Bruce on him, but he got Adam Duretz from Counting Crows, which was probably the best episode of the whole season.
I agree. That was, he's the bomb. I love Counting Crows.
Yeah. And he was a great interview too. It was one of the more interesting ones. I mean, he's had some great guests this whole season. There was John from the Mountain Goats and Fred Armisen and Nick Lowell and a bunch of others, but I think he was definitely the pinnacle for this season. And it was interesting to see that there's going to be a season two. I kind of thought this was going to be a one and done project, because it's the concept of the podcast seems to be something that I don't know how far you could really take it. I mean, if you haven't listened to the podcast, it's basically about how memory and creativity interact. And so he has on someone who's creative, a writer, a singer, or something of that nature. And they talk about their memories, how their memories affect how they write, and how misremembering something works its way into the lore of what they're doing and the stories that they're telling, which he's getting right from Legacy Rentals. That's where the idea comes from. So I didn't think you were going to see another season, but he says there's going to be a second one coming. So that's going to be something to look forward to.
Awesome.
As you're talking about in stores, I did just happen to see that Craig is going to be doing one Monday in Germany, because I guess the Hold Steady is over in Europe playing in Hamburg, and Craig's going to be doing an in-store there. So if any of the Hood Rat Recap listeners in Germany attend that, reach out to us on social media. We'd love to have you on to hear what your experience was like and if it was similar to
Yeah, definitely. If you're trying to get us, you can reach us on Twitter at Hood Rat Recap. You could also find us on the Facebook at The Hood Rat Recap, or you could just send us an email to thehoodratrecap@gmail.com.
Just listening to your story, it sounds like it's an event not to be missed. So if you get a chance to go check out Craig.
Now I want to go to Germany.
Monday, 5 o'clock. You got plenty of time to get a plane. Flights go pretty often in Germany. It's only 8.5 hours. It'll be good.
That's not bad.
And then just speaking of out-of-town stuff, they just wrapped up the LA shows, which I guess would be, if you were calling the tours like a season, that's like the end of the season for this past year. I like to think of, like I said earlier, the Brooklyn Bowl is like the beginning of the season, and LA is pretty much where they wrap it up. Did you catch some of the stuff on Facebook? I saw they posted all the set lists and all that. It looked like it was a great time, man.
Yeah, it looked. I thought, what did we see? Like 2 or 3 new songs mentioned.
Yeah. So they did play a brand new one, which we haven't heard yet. Carlos Is Crying, which I'm dying to hear. I'm sure we'll see that pop up at Massive Nights. And then, did you see that, Bloodbath got renamed?
Sideways Skull, was it?
Yep. Yep.
What about their, I was hoping there's a basketball one. They had a song called Sixers, and I'm hoping it's about old school basketball myself.
I totally forgot about that. That's right. There is another song. So 2 new songs. It's all adding up to a new record, which I'm very excited about. It feels like Open Door Policy just came out, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's actually been out way almost a year and a half now, maybe.
Yeah, that's
and this sounds like an album for 2023, is what I gathered.
Okay. Yep.
Also, Open Door Policy was February of 2021. It's been over a year at this point.
Right. It's you know what it is? It's deceiving, because that record came out during COVID when everything was shut down. And so when we came out of COVID, it was still a new record. And it feels like not so much the music, because you've heard it, but the touring for it and the support for it just gives it new life. And like, it's like the record just came out. So it feels younger than it is. But
I don't know if you guys saw too, at the beginning of the month, Bandcamp dropped a new Hold Steady Live, which was the
from Denver. Yeah.
Denver. Yeah. And I listened to it, and it's excellent, as always.
It was a great set. I actually listened to that one too. Yeah. It really at was a lot of fun. And it just seems like, because it was 3 months ago, it's so wild that there it is for you to listen to.
At this
to.
Point, I think I have just as many Hold Steady Live records as I do Hold Steady Studio records. Because I buy them every time they come out on Bandcamp. They're always great to get. All right. So we know we have Massive Nights coming up November 30th through December 3rd with 2 sound checks on the 1st and the 2nd. I'm very excited about that. Mike is coming to New York, so we're going to get to be together the whole weekend. That's going to be
I need a room, by the way, Casper. You don't know that part. You're excited about me coming to New York.
I got you covered. I told you I have
I need a spare couch. I know. I'm just kidding.
I got a fold out and a blow up mattress that are all yours. Did you?
I need both, depending on how the weekend goes.
Have you got a chance to really take a look at the artwork for this year, which I guess will be the poster for Massive Nights?
No, I saw it, but it didn't stick. I can't remember.
It's to me, I think this is the best artwork they've come up with yet. It's like got an Illuminati feel to it. And there's like all these little, like, they're not hidden, but they're like song lyrics, like scrawled throughout the poster. And it's just really cool. I can't wait to get that poster. I have like 1,000 posters in my office in my house. So my wife's going to kill me, but we're getting another one. So. But, All right, so we're going to wrap it up there. I want to thank Lauren from St. Paul for being our guest. Thank you so much for playing Diamonds in the Drain with us. And I want to once again welcome Kevin, our producer, to the show. Thanks for making us sound so great.
Thanks. This was a lot of fun. Can't wait for the next one.
Just a reminder, you can find us on social media at Hood Rat Recap at Twitter. And you can find us on Facebook at The Hood Rat Recap and at Gmail at thehoodratrecap.com. You could also find us on Discord, The Hood Rat Recap. We're still figuring out how that works, but we are on there, so you can reach out to us there as well. And I'm Gasper. That's Kevin. That was Lauren. That's Mike. And all us guys, and all of you guys. We are all The Hood Rat Recap. A killer party sounds good.